It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Welcome to a freaky, fractious Friday afternoon. I'm Larry Toonforce. This is the 22nd of August. We're live from the Laughlin Mall with Speak Out 2.0, brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And if you have any questions during the show, you call in at 702-298-1063. And visiting with us today, we have raided the campus of Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, and we have two players. We're talking volleyball, right?
Yes,
it's volleyball season, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I only know that because my granddaughter playing volleyball at the junior high. So we have Natalie and Summer, but the coach came in and never introduced herself. So the coach is?
Carol Martin.
Carol Martin. Okay. So, and you teach also besides coach?
Yes, I do. I teach math.
Oh, you teach math. Okay. To high school students?
Yes, high school math.
Oh. So does math include algebra and all those good little things?
Too? Oh, it does. This year I'm teaching trig and pre-calc and financial algebra.
Trig and pre-calc.
Yes, sir.
Which are college classes, right?
No. Well, they can be, but it's also offered at the high school, yes.
Right, but it qualifies for dual enrollment?
We have a dual enrollment class. The trig and pre-calc is actually just a high school class right now.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't have that in high school. Wow. You guys get so much more than I got. All right. So let's talk volleyball. Have we been practicing?
Yes, we have. We started practice on August 12th.
Oh, before school started.
No, we started school on August 1st.
Oh, you, okay. All right. So then the 12th you started practicing, and you practiced there at the school because now you have two gyms, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes it easy.
It does.
And then when do your tournaments start? When do you start playing other schools?
We have a scrimmage tomorrow at 3 p.m. at our gym, and then we start our official games on September 3rd.
Okay. And who do you play first, or do you know?
Well, tomorrow our scrimmage is against Williams. And
Williams is coming all the way here to scrimmage you guys?
Yes. They're the only school that wanted to.
Are they going to bring jackets? Because, you know, they're probably cold in Williams compared to coming to Bullhead City.
I know.
They're probably going to be driving here cutting off their shorts and their pants in the vehicle, in the bus, because they're going to leave in jeans and be cold and get here in 107 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah. Before they even start warming up, they're probably going to be breaking out in sweat.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys have an advantage tomorrow.
Yes,
we do.
Yeah.
So, all right. So how many girls are on your team?
We have 12 on varsity and 12 on JV.
Oh, so you coach both?
No, I don't. I have an assistant coach, Casey Knutson.
Oh, okay. And she coaches the JV?
Correct.
Now, did you guys play JV before you got into high school?
Before I got into a high school, yes. I've been on varsity volleyball for my whole entire high school career.
You're a senior now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then before that, you played in junior high?
Yes.
So you must be pretty good.
I'm okay.
Are you a spiker?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's my favorite part. That adrenaline rush of seeing that ball just drop down in front or above the net and perfect timing. Just smash it over.
And you can jump?
Yes.
Okay. Because you have to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you run and jump or can you jump straight up?
I mean, do
you run back 3, 4, 5 feet and then spike it or?
I could do both, but it's more like it's better if you have an approach because you have more momentum and power.
Right. Just to jump straight up is a little tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can do it.
Yeah. You get a higher jump when you have more momentum going into it.
So how many spikes did you get last year that they walked away going?
I don't know. Last year, it was a pretty impressive season for me, I believe. It was on, what is it called again? The app that we use?
Max Prep.
Max Preps. Yeah, we use Max Preps, and all my stats are there.
Oh, okay. So, and your stats look good, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, lean down so you can talk into her mic. There you go. So now, what position do you play, Natalie?
I'm a setter.
You're a setter.
Yes, which means I get the second hits to set her up to spike the ball.
Right. And that's a challenge, too, isn't it?
Yeah, because I have to constantly be on my toes, moving around to make sure I get every single ball. And if I can't get to it, I have to make sure I can communicate so
right.
that someone else can get it.
Because you're right in the middle, right?
I mop more by the right corner.
Oh, okay. That's where you like to play?
Well, that's where the setter position is at.
Oh, okay. All
that's
right.
Where Miss Martin prefers us to sit from.
But don't you guys rotate?
Yes. But that's it's like a whole...
We find our way back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we have, like, certain spots where we have to make sure we're at.
Right.
And it's a whole rotation. Like, it gets complicated, but we do it well.
So once you serve the ball, then you guys move?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you move to where you want to be, not where you were placed by the rotation.
Yes.
And everybody knows that someone else has got to cover your rotation spot while you move over there, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's complicated.
It is. Because there's a lot of... we have to make sure we do it right as well, because if not, we can get, like, an illegal rotation and cause us to lose the ball.
We don't want that.
Yeah, we don't want that. We want to win.
Okay. So it's got to be done at the right time and done the right way.
Yep.
And you guys are good at that.
Yes. Because of our amazing coach, Miss Martin.
Oh, okay. So are they brown-nosing here or what? Is this?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it does. I know. So is volleyball the only sport you coach?
Here, yes, it is.
Okay. So here, but you coached somewhere else before you got here?
Yes, I've coached many sports over my years.
Ah, okay. So you
Ms.
like this.
Martin, you baller.
You like all these sports, huh?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Okay, good, good, good. So now, what kind of players do we have here with us?
I have two seniors. They're strong leaders on the court for me. They help the girls out that are the new ones coming in, uh-huh. and they're good leaders, so I'm looking for a lot from them this year.
Okay, because every year you get new freshmen coming in, right?
Yes.
And sophomores that
want
to – everybody wants to be on the varsity team.
Correct.
Yeah. And so now how many games do you travel?
Oh, about half our season.
Yeah.
So about 10 to 12 games.
Yeah.
It's pretty evened out. Like, there's half where it's home and half where away. So,
like every other week type thing?
We have a couple per week. It's like, I think the most per week is three, but it's usually two or three games a week.
Wow, okay.
And we play the same teams twice, and, like, they'll come here, and then we'll go over there. So
pretty split. So, and then who all do you play besides Williams?
Our first game is going to be against Kingman Academy.
Oh, they're tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think we're going to be a solid team.
Okay.
We play Needles and Laughlin and then River Valley. And then our conference is more Siloam, Baghdad, San Pasquale, and teams like that.
We play the Eagles from El Capitan.
Yes. And Siloam and Baghdad, that's a drive.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
especially Siloam.
Yeah.
That's way out there.
Yeah. And we have a couple other schools down in Phoenix that we play against.
And you say you play River Valley. Do you play Mojave also?
No, we do not. Just River Valley.
Oh, wow. Wow. How's that work?
I think it's size-wise.
Oh, okay. That could be, yeah.
I think River Valley is closer to our size.
You guys should have a tournament in the Anderson Event Center, the three of you.
Well, it's not just the three of us, but River Valley is hosting a tournament there September 28th.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And you guys are playing in it?
Yes, we are.
So there'll be other teams, a lot of other teams coming for the tournament?
Mm-hmm.
September 28th. We got to promote that. I got to call somebody at River Valley and get a flyer on it or something.
There you go.
Yeah, because, you know, those are the things that people want to know about so they can take their kids to it.
Yep.
Like, I can take my granddaughter because she's in junior high. She needs to see high school students play and play good. So you got to play good that day.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
I'll keep it in mind. I'll make a note.
All right, yeah. Play your best on the 28th. Till then, I don't really care. But September,
I do.
Yeah, you do, huh?
She definitely cares.
You want their best every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, when you're teaching the students, is it a lot of repetition of the what I want, fundamentals that they're learning?
Yeah, especially at the varsity level, we're working more on rotations and doing different offenses and things like that, and working on a lot more coverage and getting it a little tighter because we have bigger hitters usually at the varsity level than they're used to at the JV, and so we change our coverage a little bit, and then I try to fine-tune their serving so that it goes to specific areas.
Ah, specific holes on the other side.
Correct.
Yeah. So I can imagine it's tough, but by the time they get into high school, are they pretty good at ball control?
It depends. I mean, we have some girls that come out for the first time in high school, whether they'll be freshmen, sophomores, juniors even. So, you know, those that have been playing for a long time, yeah, their skills are getting more fine-tuned.
Right, yeah. Because that's going to be tough for the brand new ones to just say, hey, I want to play volleyball. And they're like, is it that orange one over there? Is that the volleyball? And you have to, no, that's the basketball. Yeah. So you got to teach them everything then.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
So they're the ones that don't get to play a whole lot because they're green.
Well,
yeah. And, yeah.
I feel like our school, we have a really great growth in athletics. Like, we have this persona that we're a small school, that we're not good at sports. But we do have kids who come out and they don't know anything,
right?
Really. But by the end of the season, they've earned a starting position.
Oh, okay.
They're good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's it's impressive to think, oh wow, she didn't know what she was doing at first, but now she could play the game probably better than me.
Oh, good. Okay. So then, and now you have your new scoreboard, so you get to put that up at the games, right?
Yes, we do.
Does it put your names on it? Do you guys get your names?
We get videos
of, like, us, like, handling the ball or something, or just making, like, funny faces and stuff like that, and they'll show it whenever we get called out.
Oh, okay. So it's getting bigger and better then.
Yeah.
All right. Is this the one that sits on the floor?
Yes, it is.
And that shows videos on it?
Yeah, it does.
Wow, okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. Because Mr. Mulligan is in my Kiwanis Club, and he suggested that we advertise on that. We're like, really? Yeah, okay. So.
Yeah, you should come check it out.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen
That's
it.
That's pretty cool.
I've been there when my granddaughter plays Mojave Valley Junior High against your junior high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you should come to the scrimmage tomorrow.
Tomorrow is my Saturday, and if you saw my to-do list, you'd say, we understand why you won't be there. Yeah. All right, let us take a break, and we'll be back. Is it more?
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with their inpatient rehabilitation needs. If going home isn't an option after your hospital stay, their skilled therapists and knowledgeable nursing staff will take the time to work with you to get you back on your feet and headed home. Questions? Call the Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair. The big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby. Bullhead City.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
The Economic Development Journal of Mojave County continues to promote local businesses as it has done for the past 19 years. Read about economic growth, innovative ideas, and new services in Mojave County. You'll find informative articles in the Economic Development Journal, Mojave County's most unique read. Every month, the journal is placed in thousands of businesses and racks throughout the tri-state area. Get your business in the hands of the community with the Economic Development Journal. For more info, call 928-577-2540.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. The show every day is brought to you by The Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. We're visiting today with the coach and the players from Mojave Accelerated Learning Center from the volleyball team. And what was our stats for last year? How many wins and losses? Do you have any idea?
No, I did not.
No?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Nope, it's a new season.
Okay, so what's it going to be this year?
Hopefully it's good.
Okay.
I mean, you got to have some losses to celebrate the wins, like, a lot better, like, even though that's cheesy, but.
Yeah, that's, yeah, okay. So at the end of the first game, when they lose, she's going to come up to you and go, we're going to celebrate that win. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, like, really important to just, like, keep up the confidence, especially for the girls who are younger and who haven't played as much as we would since it's our senior year. So, even through the losses, I think it's important to just be like, hey, like, you did good. Like, you got to lose. Like,
yeah. You got to lose once in a while.
Yeah.
So have you two played together for all 4 years in high school?
Yeah. Even in junior high, we played together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Are you two glued together at the hip or what?
Yes.
Yeah? So we're best friends too?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes it easy then.
It's a perfect, like, duo. She's my setter. I'm her hitter.
Well, okay. Yeah. So you need that, right? Yeah. Okay.
That's great.
But you're together, like, on a Friday when there's no school and on the weekends?
Oh, yeah. Like, even after, like, we have practice or something, we'll be like, hey, let's go get some dinner, like, at D'Angelo's or something. And
just yesterday, we all went out to get a pizza at D'Angelo's after practice.
Well, yeah, it's right down the street from the school. Yeah. Can't beat
Thanks
that.
Thanks for inviting the coach.
Oh.
Okay, you're busy.
Oh, busted.
Next question.
And you could have texted her and said, hey, we're all going to here, right?
We invited girls, but a lot of them, it was kind of last minute, and the ones who were able to go suddenly got sick.
Yeah, not everybody has cash, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. No.
Not a lot of our girls work, so like they'd have to ask their parents.
Right.
And it's just...
Parents should just always give them a five when they go to practice, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Every day. A five every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Because when I go and watch my granddaughter, the first thing that happens after the day, Grandpa, I need a couple, you know. So, yeah. I know. I know the routine.
She pulled a grandpa card.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah. Yeah. So, then Grandpa has to reach in his pocket and pass out a couple ones, you know, or whatever. Oh, that's just the way it works, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your scrimmage tomorrow, and I want you to take my card, and I want someone to text me or call me next week and say, well, here was our first game, and here's what we did, so we can keep track of you guys.
We'll give you the full, like, coverage. Okay. Every hit.
No, just the final score works good. So we don't do play-by-play here on this show. So,
what about stats?
You know, we need a jingle, though.
Oh, we got you covered for that.
Yeah, you're going to make me a jingle? Okay.
Yeah,
okay, we can make
All right.
a jingle.
So, I'll get that. You'll text me that over the weekend or email me that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right. So, Coach, have we missed anything?
No, I'm just real excited for the season. I'm ready to get going and get playing some games and,
got a good team?
And see where they're at. Oh, yeah.
Because we only got two of them here. I mean, there's a lot more girls that play.
Yes, there are. Yeah. No, we have a good team. They're a good bunch of girls. They're always willing to work hard and happy-go-lucky at practice. And
good. Okay. All right. Well, that's exciting. Right. And I hope you all do well tomorrow and And let me get a picture of all you guys in here, and so I can send it to Mr. Mulligan and say they were here. And so good luck tomorrow, and good luck with your whole season.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, ladies.
You want to?
Oh yes, actually, I was asked. Shout out to Yoali Vic Keltner. She's also on our team. She just wanted a shout out.
Oh yeah. Anybody else you're gonna do a shout out to?
The whole team.
The whole team.
Yeah. Even. Yeah.
Okay, list them.
Oh, all of them. Okay. All of them? Even our assistant coach.
Sure.
Yeah, she works us pretty hard too. and to all the JV members as well.
Okay.
And most importantly, to Ms. Martin as well for always putting up with us, and because we're kind of obnoxious.
Obnoxious?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
We're excited.
Oh, also our managers, Audrey Gee and Esmeralda.
Esmeralda Lopez, sorry.
Okay. You got to remember their names. They're all on the team.
I know their names.
You can't. She just had to breathe, that's all.
Yeah. The first person can't bump it and go, George, take it. There's no George in the team. you can't know her name. Yep. All right, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having us.
Have a super weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Maybe I'm a Laughlin Outlet Center. Peaceful value and style.
This year, shop at the Laughlin Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Laughlin.
Maybe I'm a Laughlin Outlet Center. Peaceful value and style.
This is T.G. Lofredo. Join me for Focus on Your Health, Saturday at noon. This week my guest is Valerie McMillan. She's the manager of laboratory services at KRMC.
The testing we do right now is very specific. And back in the day when they just had, literally there was one test where you took a toad and they would drop the serum from a patient on the toad's back, and if it bubbled, they were pregnant. That's how we found out that women were pregnant before automation.
That's Focus on Your Health, Saturday at noon, right here on KNTR.
Hey Jude, don't make
it. We are back on Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. And thanks to the coach and the players for coming in. The show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And now in the studio, we have the lovely Jackie from the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce and the LTC. And Mike was here the other day and gave you all this credit for the walk, for the Connie Davis walk.
Oh, one of our favorites.
Yeah.
Every year at the first Saturday of March is the most marvelous day ever.
And he was here bragging about you the other day.
Oh, no. Yeah. What do I have to live up to now?
Yeah, Mike was my guest yesterday. He was here all day yesterday.
I guess I'll have to pay him this week.
Either that or just make more money for him next year, you know, because all that's for cancer.
Yeah, the Chef's Food Fest went about $5,000 over the year before also.
Wow.
The money we're raising, because, you know, we're not your regular old run-of-the-mill chamber. And I have found that out since I've been going to the Western Association of Chamber Executives.
Right.
It's been a very big deal for me to go to Academy, especially since I wasn't a chamber executive before.
Right.
I knew that this position would be right for me because I'd been in the game industry for so long, and the resorts are supporters. They're not members.
Right.
They support us very nicely. But I didn't know enough about chambers, not just this one, but all of them, and how they work in the community. And then to go to Academy, and when they say sit at a table and workshop together with like chambers.
Right.
And nobody was like us.
Nobody had 10 casinos and another
well,
couple.
Well, they did, but nobody, most casinos, when they do a fundraiser or they do an event, it's to raise money for their own operation. My board does not want me to raise money for my own operation. So all of the events that we do benefit a nonprofit in our Colorado River region. So you can't sit at a table and talk to people about how you give your money away because they just cringe. And they say, how do you do that? How do you get away with that? What do you do? And I said,
right.
I just have a board that wants to continue to build a safety net for our community. And,
right.
and these events do that.
Which is just the opposite of what John does across the river. His is operational money.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I'm just very fortunate that I get to do the nonprofit work that I've done my whole life with the Strawberry Festival and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. All of those things that I grew up doing with my father. And it's just a benefit to my job.
So that experience paid off for you.
It did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because one thing people probably don't understand when they go to an event, somebody's in charge of that whole thing, whether it be the Corn Fest or the walk, the Connie Davis walk, no matter what side of the river it's on, no matter what it is, somebody's in charge of it. And it takes a general and lieutenants and captains and sergeants and everything all the way down to make it operate.
Yes.
And
it takes a big operational family that I have.
Yeah.
And
because you have your LGC.
Well.
No, you have your VIPs.
Yeah, that's correct.
I got to remember what letters.
My volunteers and partnership are very instrumental in us being able to do the fundraising that we do.
And you have a lot of them.
Yeah, about 85.
85?
They're background checked and vetted.
Wow.
So they can't play with us if they don't have a background check and we don't.
Holy cow.
Work over their application a little bit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. So now, since I talked about Academy and learning how weird we are. I now
unique.
I just finished my third year at Academy in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
It was 3 years required to graduate. I have a couple more webinars to get me to my accredited points.
Right.
And then I graduate in Portland next year.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually this year.
And Pineker's not that far behind you. He's in the same.
Yeah, he's 1 year behind me.
Yeah, I mean, you guys kind of came into the position fairly close to each other.
Right, and when he found out I was going to Academy, he said, what is it like? And I said, you better get started.
That's right.
So in February of 2020, I go to Portland and I graduate.
Ah.
And then there's a U.S. Institute for the U.S. Chamber. It's a really big kind of training and workshops. And because I've put in 3 years at the Western Academy, I only have to do two of the five for U.S. Institute.
Oh, okay.
And then I get those funny letters after your name because it means I went through the whole thing.
Ah.
I don't know what those letters are yet because I'm still learning, but I'm not afraid to say I don't know anything.
But once you go through that, then other chamber directors go, oh, she's got those letters. She's trained and certified by somebody.
And you know, you just like going to school, you catch on to the things that you're passionate most about.
Right.
And the things that you really need help with. Some things I already know, and those classes get kind of boring. But
right.
the other classes I really, really jump into.
When you're a big sponge in there trying to
get
out. And then don't you also have the opportunity now when you're in those academies to talk to other students at lunch or at dinner?
The networking is amazing.
And steal ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because don't need to reinvent the wheel.
No. And the one thing that we learn in Academy is that it's an age wave, just like we've always known. And the difference in how we attract members or provide services is not anywhere the way it was 10 years ago.
Right.
Because now a lot of the services we provide to our members are social.
Yeah.
They're more passionate. They're more active. They are live. And they move. They're not just a piece of paper with a logo on it.
Well, and you're unique also because, number one, you have the River Fund in your town.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, you know, you're a town that's not a city, but you have county services to help you and support you. And obviously Monday they came into a big role when we had the little incident at the incident in the Aquarius parking lot, when all of a sudden they can bring two of those big cats down with SWAT teams, you know, because you don't have that in the small. We don't have that in Bullhead. You know, we have SWAT, but we don't have those big cats like they had with cameras all over them and everything else.
Well, don't get people confused. The chamber's not government.
I know. But
we can help disseminate the information and make sure that people get to the right PIO and make sure that the things are done and that our board members are informed accurately.
Right.
But when it comes to government, I have to step back because this is their county.
Right.
I work with them very closely at Laughlin Town Advisory Board.
Yeah, because you go to the board meetings and give a report.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Every month I make sure I give a report on both entities. So my chamber work is getting much funner because I know more, and it's a little more exciting than it used to be.
That makes it easier.
We're building a team. So we started out at three bodies when I got there.
Right.
And we went down to two for a little while with,
the economy,
with Michelle and I. Well, it's because of a loss of a person.
Okay.
And then we picked up when I got Val Gabaldon as an executive assistant.
Right.
And then we went to a half. So we went to three and a half. And now she's, Barbara, I don't know if you know, she is retiring.
Oh, no.
So now we have a full body to fill. So I'm going from three and a half to four.
Okay.
And we just finished interviewing day before yesterday, and we'll be announcing our new member of our family next week.
Well, I thought that's why you were here.
No.
You don't want to tell us now?
No.
Give a hint?
Nope.
What side of the river they live on?
Nope.
Nothing?
No.
Man or a woman?
No.
Oh, gee.
I think I need to do the first announcement. If I want to come tell you,
I think you should too. But this is a perfect opportunity to tell the whole.
You're going to be with me next week or the week after, and I'll have all the paperwork done, and I can do it officially.
Oh, okay.
So I promise I'll do it right here.
Okay. Yeah, because you're coming back
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
but now next week, is it next week? Hold on. Let me grab my calendar over here. Wrong calendar. Next week, next Friday, you have your Friday morning networking event.
Yes.
And last month it was at Laughlin Ranch.
That's correct.
But this month you're back to the chamber.
Yes. We only do tours when somebody's really excited about showing off their property. And that was a wonderful one at Laughlin Ranch. And then we did a mixer at Laughlin River Lodge. It was a nighttime one,
that
and we did a whole tour there, like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
We're really getting into some fun things where you really want to go and check out what people have.
Well, and because I know all the GMs listen to the show,
mm-hmm.
so here's an opportunity for you to plan a mixer and do the scavenger hunt and have everybody go to all the different restaurants or at least check in at the different. And the Laughlin River Lodge had a little bit of food at each one of them.
And some tasty margaritas.
Yes. I didn't drink the margaritas. I'm not a margarita boy. But each one you went to, you had just a little cup of food.
Mm-hmm.
You had a little tasty. It was just hors d'oeuvres type everywhere. But then you got ice cream.
And then when you got to the big room where we collected everybody's scavenger hunt tickets, then we gave away, I think we gave away like 60 raffle prizes. And we got to eat what the chef chose of his best plates.
Yeah.
We got to taste all of that. It was just the funnest thing. And I know that there are people like me that will just take my grandson somewhere, or I'll just go to the movie, or I'll just go play, or I'll just go to a restaurant. But I never get to see the rest of the property. I never take the time to see all the amenities that a property business, small or large, has to offer. So when these people are calling me and saying, I want to do a tour, I want to play, and so I get excited because now I get to see the amenities that I've never got to see before. Yeah. And I know what my options are. No matter what age group I have my visitors come in or tourists that come in that are just asking for a place to go, it's great to be able to tell them.
Oh, yeah, because now you've got... You're touring each one of the buildings.
Yeah. So anybody that wants to do, that's a member of ours that wants to do a mixer tour scavenger hunt thing, it's pretty fun. I tell you, it's just a couple hours and it makes a difference.
It does. And it brings 30 or 40 people to your building.
Yeah.
That might not have been there before and don't know the floor, the layout and whatnot.
Yeah. So recently in all these events, we take our new Colorado River region area guide. It's the new one that's come out. It is amazing. It has maps and memberships and everything in it. And we've added some new sections to it for family day trips, family entertainment. It has all the board of directors in there and what their affiliation is. And then it talks about the volunteers and partnership. The family adventure guide is really, really fun because if you're bringing children and you want to go play with them during the day, they have, there's a list in here of what you can do
that's
family safe. If you're relocating in the very front, it has a relocation guide and community resources.
Is that something you mail? If somebody calls and says, I'm thinking about moving to Laughlin, is that something you mail?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, we print over 5,000 of these, and we send them out daily.
Oh, okay.
Free of charge. We just send them out. And it's an amazing book that we like. People call and ask just for this page because they want a golf course guide.
Exactly.
And they want to know where they're going to go and how they contact them before they get here.
Ah.
It's pretty fun. So this, and it, of course, these pages in here are about every single resort. So don't, if you need these in your business and you want us to bring you over a stack, we can do that.
Yeah.
You just call us up.
So now, when you go to print?
We just printed. These are the brand new ones.
Oh, those are the brand new ones.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You
got them.
Look at that, the bighorn sheep. It's just a beautiful picture. We had a photo contest for the cover.
Ah. Oh, look at that.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, all the purple flowers.
Yeah. So it's the desert. It's what we see, and we have a photo contest, and then the whoever wins gets to put their pictures on the cover.
Wow, excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to finish Laughlin Chamber up with, of course, what's coming up, and that is the Tri-State Mixer on Friday.
Huge mixer.
Yeah, this year we went from 54 free booths to 74 free booths, and they sold out. We have a waiting list.
How can they sell out if they're free?
That's right, but reservationed out. How's that?
Okay, reservationed.
I don't know how you say that.
Yeah.
But
they were all absorbed.
Yeah, we send out postcards to every chamber and some of their members within 300 miles radius. And then they get to come out and see Laughlin, and they bring what they have in their community to us,
so,
and we share.
What chambers are coming?
So you can count on Boulder. You can count on, of course, Lake Havasu, Henderson, Sedona.
Ooh.
Bakersfield.
Wow.
Riverside, Highland. I'm trying to remember, San Diego, Big Bear. So I don't have them all in my head, but those are some of the ones that you'll get to see. Oh, Prescott.
The listeners couldn't see you, but you were like trying to move your fingers around the state and name them as you they were geographically in your mind.
So within 300 miles, and they can come or not. And we make it convenient for them. They can come out on a Friday, which it doesn't just benefit them. It benefits our community. But it's a slow weekend, and we give them a great room offer.
Oh,
so
good.
If they want to come out Thursday night and stay Friday and Saturday and make it a date with their husband or wife or their family, they can. But we give them a great rate. They get a table for free.
Yeah.
But everyone that is there, everybody that comes into that building must pay $10.
Right.
And that's for your buffet.
Right.
It does not go towards the buffet. It goes into the pot that starts the collection for the Feed a Family program going into the holidays. This is the first
fundraiser to
start filling the bottom of that barrel.
And the food is donated by...
The Aquarius.
Sean Hammond and the Aquarius.
And his whole team puts it together for us.
And the room.
And the unique part about this is if you're coming from a different area and you are bringing... It's required that everybody that comes bring a raffle prize. So all night raffles are going on.
Yeah.
And
okay.
How much longer
are you going to
be here?
1 o'clock. And so everybody in the room
brings a raffle prize.
And they stand up on the stage and they say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm from Sedona and I brought you a raffle of a pink Jeep tour."
Oh, okay.
So all the raffles are amazing because there's only one from each area. They're valuable and we sell raffle tickets all night because if you can imagine 74 booths, there's at least 74 raffles.
Right.
So raffles go on all night. After I say welcome.
Yep.
To the day,
our first raffle.
People start introducing themselves, and all the booths are set up, and you can go around and learn about other areas and products and services.
And that the date of this is?
It's Friday, the
September
6th.
Right? At the Aquarius.
Yes.
Like 5:30.
5:30, uh-huh.
5:30.
Yes.
$10 to get in.
$10.
All you can eat.
Uh-huh.
And the food's from the Aquarius, so you know it's all good. And edible and awesome. It's a buffet style. You just help yourself.
Yep. And your $10 goes right to that fund. It doesn't come to the chamber.
Perfect.
As usual.
And then you go around the room and you can talk to. And besides chambers, you have businesses and stuff too.
Correct.
Right?
Uh-huh, they bring their members.
Right.
Yeah, so they get to know a little bit about us and we get to know a lot about them.
Right.
We don't have to travel to do it.
How exciting.
I love this one.
Yeah.
We're also, before I forget, for chamber, we're in the final phases of the Community Achievement Awards.
That's right.
The nominees are in. We're collecting the bios. By the way, if anybody was nominated, your bio's due by Sunday night or by the time I get to my office on Monday morning. You need to get those bios done, and they're on the LaughlinChamber.com website. So you can just go in there, download the form, and fill it out and send it back.
Okay.
The judges have been picked.
Oh, good.
And those will be announced next week, although if
I... show.
Yeah. How about if we look and see if I have them now?
Oh, yeah, you might, huh? If not, Jackie is back. Oh.
So your judges for the head judge.
Oh.
For this
the head
year.
Judge, we already know.
No. It would have been
Citizen of the Year.
Yes, which was the MEC executive.
Tyler.
Correct, but he travels too much, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Well.
So we had to pick an alternate.
Oh, okay.
Because he wasn't going to be it if he couldn't commit.
Right.
I don't blame him.
So who's your
alternate? So your head judge is Cheryl DeBatt.
Oh, okay. From Westcare.
Yeah. Your other Arizona judges are Bree Tyler from Our Town Magazine.
Right.
By the way, Cheryl DeBatt is Westcare, right?
Right, Westcare.
Annette Wegman, who is the Bullhead City Vice Mayor.
Right.
You have Stacy Klippenstein, which is the president of MCC.
Ah.
You have Jeff Files, which is your Bullhead Police Detective gang unit.
Gang unit.
You also have from Nevada, Ina Plates, who is from the Laughlin River Lodge. She is like the executive assistant GM.
All right.
You have Tanya Brownworth. From our own Laughlin Library.
Oh, okay.
She is amazing and fun to hang out with. Herm Walker, who's our retired attorney in Laughlin.
Good.
You have Novelt Mack.
Oh, yeah?
Retired.
Also retired.
NHP, United States Air Force.
Sergeant with the Highway Patrol here.
Yes. A lieutenant.
Yeah. Oh, he
was lieutenant.
Before? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he is also...
I'll tell you a quick story.
Wait, let me finish the list.
Oh, go
one
ahead.
More. He's also with Post 60. He's the vice commander.
Oh.
And then you have Pam Walker, who's the new commander at American Legion Post 60.
Oh.
That is your judges. Tell me those aren't diverse enough.
Great. Judges.
By age, by socioeconomic background, by education.
And two retired people in there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I love it.
Retired people that know the town.
Yeah. Right.
So many, many years ago at the Community Achievement Awards, Joelle had picked a whole bunch of different people when she was executive director to go up and make the announcements and do it. She just kept rotating people through. And so I'm at the fire department. Mac is at the highway patrol in Laughlin. And we're both picked to give an award. And so I stepped up to the microphone, the podium, and I read whatever was there for me. And then I stepped back. And then Novell stepped up, and he read whatever that was. You know, he's a little short guy.
Mm-hmm.
So as he's reading his script, I walk up right behind him. He has no clue. but the entire crowd loses it. Because I can stand straight, and I'm right over to the top of his head, and the whole crowd lost it, you know.
He's not so much too short as you are really tall.
Well, yeah, that's true. That kind of adds to it, you know,
yeah.
when you're 6'4". So.
Yeah.
All right, we got another minute here. Let's talk about LTC real quick. What's coming up?
So
who's coming to entertain?
So we only have the concert series through the Edgewater right now at Laughlin Entertainment Center, and of course that's what's his face. How come I could never remember these people's
names?
Oh my
gosh.
Toby Keith. Yes. That's the only concert we have right now. We don't have anything for the spring concert series yet, and we haven't finalized the ones for the fall concert.
Okay.
Okay. But we have Snorris coming back.
Ah.
Best in the Desert.
Okay.
Possibly Spartan.
Wow.
Rudd Laughlin. Which is the one that's two states, two time zones, and one damn great race because it goes across the dam. Those are the ones that are coming in for LTC.
Right, the events.
Yes, I'm working on the grant applications right now.
Okay. You're busy.
I'm very busy, but yeah. It's been a great learning experience for LTC for me to be on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
So much chamber and... LTC's mission is to drive tourism with townwide events.
And which is perfect to be partnered with the chamber.
Yeah, and it's funny. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. We give our money away. They kind of find money to make the event happen.
Yeah.
And they do so good at finding the right quality events that work the different age, the age wave.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Jackie, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah. Come to the big mega mixer and enjoy yourself.
Well, you're going to be here before that, but then next Friday is the networking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Networking right at the chamber.
8:30.
There's still a couple seats available, yeah.
Okay.
We can only put 25 in there, so.
Well, that's it.
Seats are limited.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy your summer.
Have a super weekend.
I will.
Thanks.
Okay.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some returned brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Sometimes, all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside, inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And the show each day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. And, of course, at Perkins, you can get breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And then they have awesome pies and muffins and cookies and brownies. You can always take those home, or you can have them right there at your table. Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City up on Silver Creek Road. They have physical therapists there. So if you maybe got in a car crash and you need to be in a hospital for a little while, well, they can move you from the hospital into physical therapy there. And you stay right there, but then they get you right out in a couple weeks and back on your feet. They also have occupational speech therapy and a skilled nursing facility. So there you go. Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. And, of course, they in the Riverside Casino on the second floor, you can get a haircut there. You can get a coloring, a tinning, a pedicure, body wax, or massage. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have the co-op connection card that helps you save money all over town. Prescriptions, doctor's appointments, furniture, car repair, a brand new car. So get your co-op connection card at MEC on Hancock Road. Barron's Pest Solutions, bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, or bees. If you've got them and you don't want them, they'll come help you out with that. They can come and spray, and they're all gone. And they'll come back every month, and you don't have them anymore. They can do your home or your business. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot. But you check out that new Palisade right now, $60,000, and it's a three-seater. It's the size of a Tahoe. Now, you see Tahoes all the time because the cops use them and stuff. And so you see a lot of Tahoes. Picture that in a Hyundai and realize you can't pay more than 60 grand for it. That's the deal. So if you're thinking about a new car, you might want to buzz up to Kingman and check out that new Palisade. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, where, of course, they can work on your transmission. It's in their name. But AC work, tune-ups, brakes, you know, oil change, anything like that. They can take care of your all your work in your vehicle. The two blue buildings up on the hill right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Grand Liquidations, they've got the big box items at the Bullhead City prices. He can't tell me where he gets this stuff from. He does wheels and deals, let me tell you, and he brings in a lot of products there, appliances, furniture, bedroom sets, living room sets, lazy boys, you name it, artwork for your walls, appliances. They have, you know, big appliances and small appliances, tabletop appliances. Check them out. Grand Liquidations on Highway 95 between Circle K and the Ford dealership. The Caring Crew. They will serve you. They will go grocery shopping for you, pick up your medications, run to the store, drop off a bill, whatever you need. They take care of you in your home. And so if you need some assistance, you can't get out or don't want to get out in this heat, call the Caring Crew. All right, little things going on around here this weekend, today. The fundraiser for CASA and the River Theater Actors, that happens at the Mojave Valley and Bullhead City Realtors Association, 5:30 to 8. Tomorrow there's a Spirit Line dance at Anderson Ford, Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse. Questions, call Ashley.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.